As of last month, when New Jersey signed it into law, there are 14 states that allow the use of medical marijuana. Some people think New York could be number 15, and they're watching as a bill winds its way through the state Senate and Assembly. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has more on the legislation and the people who would benefit.
Bert Aldrich took a bad dive into a pool and fractured his neck about 10 years ago. That left him paralyzed below the waist and wheelchair-bound. He feels almost nothing in his legs, except occasional unbearable spasms.
My lower body doesn't know if it's being touched or if it's being moved or not moved. And so it just builds and builds to a crescendo, and then it lets loose in these spasms.
A friend suggested smoking marijuana for the pain. Doctors said it wouldn't do anything, but Bert decided to give it a try.
And as soon as I took the first breath of marijuana, I felt the tightness loosen, the cold from dealing with the pain just like washed away. And I just felt warm, relaxed, and comfortable. And I knew immediately that they had been lying to me.
Bert is one of many advocates who think New York is now primed to make medical marijuana legal. With Democratic majorities in both houses and the recent passage in New Jersey, they think the prospects are better than ever. Jay Goldstein, heard here on The Bong, is with the New York chapter of Normal, which advocates for marijuana legalization. He cites a recent poll suggesting more than 70% of New Yorkers support his cause.
I would never have been able to convince somebody this could happen a few years ago. And here is something substantial that the government seems enthusiastic about.
The bill in the legislature would allow patients with what it calls serious medical conditions to obtain marijuana. Tom DeWayne is sponsoring the bill in the Senate. DeWayne says he hasn't smoked marijuana in a while, but he was once addicted to it and had to give it up for good.
About 26 and a half years ago, but who's counting?
That bit of history has led DeWayne to believe that not everyone should have easy access to pot. This year's bill, unlike last year's, would not let people grow their own marijuana at home. That concession upsets some advocates, but is part of a strategy to gain bipartisan support. Also, people would need a doctor's referral, proving they have a serious condition. DeWayne says it's these patients, with cancer, AIDS, and other illnesses, who persuaded him of the merits of medical marijuana.
There's several very, very serious diseases that making marijuana part of the treatment would be just a tremendous advance.
DeWayne says marijuana would be an ultra-controlled substance, far more regulated than opiates like morphine or codeine. But opponents like Calvina Fay of Save Our Society from Drugs says medical marijuana should only be legalized once the FDA says it's okay.
I think it's very dangerous to allow people to come up with some product that they say is medicine and they claim it helps people, and then either have voters vote on it or have the legislature vote on it and create a bill because they're not equipped to make those decisions.
Fay says people who believe marijuana works have an option, a synthetic called Marinol, which is FDA approved. She also says that in states where it's been legalized, much of the medical marijuana isn't going to people with life-threatening illnesses.
They're not treating AIDS wasting syndrome. They're not treating glaucoma. The huge majority are treating this category called pain that's undefined.
Legislators are still working out the details of the bill, including who will be eligible. Abigail Schwader thinks she should be. She uses marijuana to alleviate anxieties she suffered since she was raped in her childhood. She says it works much better than pharmaceuticals like Zoloft, an antidepressant. And she thinks marijuana would also help her severely autistic son, who started to become violent.
For those of us who chemically and medically need it, we're not using it to get high. We're using it to feel normal, to feel okay, and to be able to cope in our everyday life.
But Schwader and her son are likely to be disappointed, at least in the short run. Even if medical marijuana does get signed into law this year, it's unlikely to cover mental health problems. However, legislators say they will consider expanding coverage 2 years down the road. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.
To watch video testimonials from three medical marijuana users, visit our website, WNYC.org.